Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from banjoist Michael J. Miles and his new recording, Mississippi River Suite. We heard the Mississippi Overture. The recording is on Right Turn on Red Records. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we celebrate Juneteenth, the holiday which has been known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Liberation Day, and Emancipation Day. Juneteenth commemorates the day, June 19, 1865, when Union Army General Gordon Granger announced the General Order No. 3, proclaiming freedom from slavery in Texas. Celebrations began in 1866, initially involving church-centered religious gatherings in Texas. It spread across the South and became more commercialized in the 1920s and 30s. Took a backseat to the civil rights struggle in the 60s, but grew in popularity in the 1970s. By the 21st century, Juneteenth celebrations were held in most major cities, and today it has become even more popular with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. Today, only Hawaii and South Dakota do not recognize Juneteenth in some fashion. We'll open this week's program with Eric Bibb and the classic song about the Underground Railroad, Follow the Drinking Gourd, from his CD Jericho Road on Stony Plain Records. Eric's father, Leon Bibb, was active in the folk music scene of the 1950s, marching against racial segregation. Here's Eric Bibb and Follow the Drinking Gourd on the Sing Out Radio Magazine and our celebration of Juneteenth.
When the sun comes back, when the first quail calls, follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is waiting for, carry you to freedom, follow the drinking gourd. Well, a riverbank is a mighty good road. Dead trees show you the way. Left foot, peg foot, traveling on. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd, for the old man is waiting for to carry you to freedom. Follow the drinking gourd. Well, the river ends between two hills. Follow another river on the other side. Follow the drinking gourd. Where the little river meets the great big one, follow the drinking gourd. For the old man is weak.
Well, he better do something. Yeah! education, too much corn in the field. Ain't got time to go to school, y'all. We got too much work around here. Never had time for playing. Never had to have no fun. Too much cotton need hoeing, and that's too much plowing to be done. It was hard, but it was fair. But we was all. Day. Me and my brothers, we was praying for rain, God, we still got a haul that hay. It was hard, but it was bad. We was always out there, out in the red hot sun, for all the work wasn't ever done. But yeah, proper sun.
We're celebrating Juneteenth this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was a new recording from Robert Finley. It's called Sharecropper's Son, and we heard the title track. He was a carpenter and an army vet who lost his sight due to glaucoma. And now he's a musician, and he's a fine one. It's on Easy Eye Sound, Sharecropper's Son, from Robert Finley. And before that, we heard from the Clara Ward Singers from their classic recording Meetin' Tonight and 12 Gates to the City. That's on Vanguard Records. And before that, Champion Jack Dupree with a tune which is more contemporary today than it ever was. I'm Gonna Write the Governor of Georgia, recorded back in 1946 by Moses Ash. That's on the collection Classic Protest Songs on Smithsonian Folkways Recordings. And we let off that set with Follow the Drinking Gourd from Eric Bibb and his recording Jericho Road on Stony Plain Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with a family band of sorts, Lurie Bell and the Bell Dynasty. Carrie Bell was a wonderful harmonica player who died in 2006, I believe. This recording is made up of some of his family members, along with Charlie Musselwhite and Billy Branch. And this is a tune called What My Mama Told Me, from A Tribute to Carrie Bell, from Lurie Bell and the Bell Dynasty, on Delmark Records, on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Lord, I should have did what my mama told me. Lord, I should have did what my mama told me. Oh, I wouldn't have to work hard, I wouldn't have to sing this blues. Everybody wanna know, what do the poor boy do? everybody want to know, what do the poor boy do? He got patches on his coat, newspaper stuck down in his shoe. You know the old folks said, you gotta reap what you sow. If you're wrong doing child, don't hang around no more. Anymore.
I take my dreams and make of them a bronze vase and wide, round fountain with a beautiful statue in its center. And I ask you, do you understand my dreams? Sometimes you say you do, and sometimes you say you don't. Either way, it doesn't matter. I continue to dream. A long time ago, I have almost forgotten my dream, but it was there then, in front of me, bright like a sun, my dream. And then the wall rose, rose slowly, slowly, between me and my dream, rose slowly, slowly, dimming, hiding the light of my dream, rose until it touched the sky, the wall. Shadow, I am black. I lie down in the shadow, no longer the light of my dream before me, above me, only the thick wall. Only the shadow, my hands, my dark hands, break through the wall, find my dream. Help me to shatter this darkness, to smash this night, to break this shadow into a thousand lights of sun, into a thousand whirling dreams of sun.
Grandmother was a magic weaver, came across the water and caught the fever. Wondered if her mother could hear her when she sang the words she learned to say. In the blue commanding shot shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills, cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 13 note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today. Down in the cradle, oh, I would hear as I breathed my soul, believed if I sang those words I could leave there, leave my sorrow and pain. In the blue Kamani child shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills, cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 13 note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today. My brittle body was caught in a snare, my soul would learn how to travel where the eyes of the rabbits were gleaming there on the Isle of High Brazil. 7 years we drown, 7 years we rise, said the black rabbit with the ancient eyes. You'll be free, oh Lura lie, he cannot match your will. In the blue Kamani child shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills, cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. Seven black rabbits of high Brazil, 21 petals of daffodils, 13th note of the black-haired trill, I'll fly home today. Down for 10 years, I'm still rising, stronger for my pain and suffering. My body was broken, but my heart's reborn. I'm freer than the sky. In the blue Kamani child shimmering still, Dame Kaluna, Lord Lady of the Hills, cup of cold sun and a winter pill, send me back on my way. 7 black rabbits of high pursuit, 21 petals of daffodils, 13th note of the black-capped shrill. I'll fly home today.
Standing in the rain, they came for resolution that was missing from their lives. Came to end the terror and the pain. 400 years of hatred, abuse and savage lies, fighting segregation and despair. They came in hope, believing that the world would hear their cries. And one man put his finger in the air. He said, "We're willing to be beaten. We'll never go away. Did you hear what we had to say? We will never go back. We will never go back. Got our eyes on the prize. Got this train on the track. We are here in freedom's name. And there's nothing you can do to make us wear those chains again." Where we say that we are free, but the forces of evil and oppression are still here for every open eye to see. We are fighting in a battle of a lifetime, taking down those hated symbols one by one. Like our elders, we're fighting for the future. In their name, we will do what must be done. We will never be defeated, we will never go away. Did you hear what we had to say? We will never go back, we will never go back. Got our eyes on the prize, got this train on the track. We are here in freedom's name, and there's nothing you can do to make us wear those chains. We will never go back, we will never go back. Got our eyes on the prize. Got this train on.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2124. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the CD Mississippi River Suite by Michael J. Miles. He's a great banjo player, and we heard Mississippi Rising. That's on Turn on Red Music from Michael J. Miles. We're celebrating Juneteenth this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard Reggie Harris from his brand new recording On Solid Ground and a song called Standing in Freedom's Name. That's on his own record label. And before that, Allison Russell has a brand new recording as well. It's called Outside Child. And she writes in the notes here that she dedicates this song to her maternal Scottish-Canadian grandmother. It's called High Brazil, which was a mythical island which was included on a lot of maps back until the 1800s. Outside Child is on Fantasy Records. And before that, we heard from Layla McCalla from her recording Varicolored Songs, a tribute to Langston Hughes. And we heard one of Langston's poems, As I Grow Older, and then Dreamer, a song written by Layla. It's on Smithsonian Folkways Records, and we let off that set with Laurie Bell and the Bell Dynasty from Tribute to Carrie Bell and What My Mama Told Me on Delmark Records. We're going to lead off this next set in honor of Juneteenth with the recording Songs of Our Native Daughters, featuring Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCalla, and Allison Russell. This is a tune by Amethyst Kia and Rhiannon Giddens called Moon Meets Sun. This is Songs of Our Native Daughters on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
The sun.
Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be a tree planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, June 1st, 1921. Throughout the streets of Greenwood, the killing had begun. And by the time the day was over, business, churches, schools, and more, little Africa, our Black Wall Street, was completely destroyed. It was a time of lynching across the USA. Hateful greed in so many hearts resembled life today. We must remember, perhaps forgive, but don't forget.
No, no.
So we will not repeat the past mistakes that we'll regret.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Sankofa.
With African Americans settled here, forced into Tallahassee, along the tragic trail of tears.
Oh.
Railroads brought new settlers, oil discovered in this place. African Americans began to prosper in this strong economic base. Profits earned stayed within this new community. Wealth was built, business grew, so did hate and jealousy.
Oh, no,
many
no,
felt
no,
that
no,
this success was
no,
not
no.
for those whose skin was black.
Hey, hey.
Made a plan to bring it down with a deadly attack.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. Sankofa.
Sankofa.
Remember. Accused of assaulting Sarah Page, it was used as an opportunity for the terror they would wage.
Oh,
Greenwood
oh,
bombed from the air, little Africa burned to the ground.
Oh, oh,
the residents of Black Wall Street were murdered and gunned down.
Oh,
reports
man.
That thousands were killed,
my
thousands displaced.
Yeah.
So many injured while mass looting took place. Churches, schools, restaurants, libraries, grocery stores, the hospital, bank and bus system, all of Greenwood destroyed.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh. Sankofa.
Sankofa.
Remember.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. As I went walking, I saw a sign there, on that sign it said, no trespassing. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. In the shadow of the steeple, I saw my people. By the relief office, I seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. I know it was made for you and me.
Well, we finished up the program the way we began, with Eric Bibb, this time from Migration Blues, and Woody's tune as he wrote it, This Land Is Your Land. That's on Stony Plain Records. We've been celebrating Juneteenth this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and before that we heard from Sweet Honey and the Rock from their recording Love in Evolution and O Sankofa. That's on Appleseed Records. And before that, from Rhiannon Giddens and her newest with Francesco Turizi. The recording is called They're Calling Me Home, and we heard I Shall Not Be Moved. That's on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with Our Native Daughters from Songs of Our Native Daughters and Moon Meets the Sun. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Hope you've enjoyed our program this week as we celebrate Juneteenth. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2124.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening. All over this land, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer.